News from Rotherhithe. Over £4,000 raised for Ben. Friends raise cash to help pay for funeral of murdered teen. Friends of an 18-year-old who was gunned down in Rotherhithe last month have raised over £4,000 to help pay for his funeral. More than 200 people attended the benefit night for Ben Purdy on Saturday night at the Rose and Crown in Woolworth. Tickets to the event were sold out, and an auction was held to help the fundraisers reach the total of £3,585. Southwark Metals, a recycling company based in Bermondsey, also donated £500. One of the organisers of the fundraiser, Michelle Roddle, said it was emotional at times for his mum, seeing his friends turn up, but it was a really good night. She was there to celebrate his life, basically. That's the way she saw it. Special thanks to Ben's best friends, Jack Walker and Danielle Fenn. Without their help, I wouldn't have been able to do this. She also paid special thanks to Lucy in Millwall's press office, who gave a pair of tickets for any match to be auctioned, and a top from 10 years ago signed by players. Simon Hughes MP, who attended the event, said, "It was wonderful to see how the community rallied round to support Joanne and Matt and the rest of Ben's family at the Rose and Crown last Saturday night. The bravery and appreciation of the family are beyond words, as is the love and support given to them by friends and family from far and near." Ben from Woolworth was shot in the eye as he walked through the Abbeyfield estate on the afternoon of Sunday, November the 23rd. He was rushed to hospital in a critical condition, but he died of his injuries the next day. Friends have described Ben as one in a million, a polite and outgoing boy who was a promising footballer. His funeral will be held on December the 17th, leaving from his mum's house in Dawes House, Orb Street, at 9:45 p.m. Flowers should be sent to the house or to Albin and Sons funeral directors in Culling Road, Bermondsey. Two men have been charged with Ben's murder and were remanded in custody until February, when they will appear at the Old Bailey for a preliminary hearing. A third man, who's 21 years old, was also arrested on suspicion of murder on Tuesday afternoon.